This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rab Radio Live for March the 1st. And there's an attack. Zog has attacked Iran. Not unpredictable that it would happen. Is this the final war? We don't know. Could be another one. It may die down again. This one is definitely setting the Middle East ablaze. It could get a lot worse. They've decapitated, they've killed some of the leaders. They didn't kill the guys, you know, down in deep bunkers who planned on firing missiles no matter what. And, you know, they have people there, and as well as Lebanon, I would imagine there still should be some that have trained their whole entire lives. And you're thinking of guys 40, 50 years old trained their whole entire lives for this particular war. Whether or not this is the main event, it's hard to say. Could be, though. Definitely could be. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. Appreciate you all turning in. Let's get after some links. I've got some warm-up stuff, and then we'll get into the war links that are coming out hot and heavy. It's very tough because there's a lot of disinformation as well to know exactly what's going on in the Middle East, to know it precisely. But there's a lot of third parties putting up videos of events as they happen. So Trump says all the military leaders are dead. Well, the way they're firing missiles, I don't think that's accurate. What they did do, which surprised me, it doesn't surprise me that they did it, but they've done this several times. They call together a meeting. All the important people go to a particular meeting. Then they strike the meeting. I mean, they're always doing this. They did this to Iran before. They did this to Lebanon, and they did it again. And yeah, they went after Khomeini's entire family, and that's how they roll. So, you know, it is what it is. The Iranians are flipping incubators. I don't know what that means. Don't know what that's supposed to mean. But anyways, we got some links, and then I'll go into the war. The main event could be against China. My thinking is that. Well, China is definitely up. Russia's up. So is China. Probably China more than Russia for banking reasons. You know? It's hard to say, though. We're just speculating on the future. They're all on the same team. What's up, Aaron White? Hopefully you're doing okay out there. They're all on the same team. That's for damn sure. It's amazing. Who in the hell DoorDash is a 7-Eleven? Well, this fat woman does, I guess. Look at this giant bag of stuff. Pringles, Skittles. More Skittles. You imagine being so lazy, you DoorDash 7-Eleven. Some kind of Reese's Giant something or other. Cookies. Jesus, look at the food. Sticks of Slim Jims. More Reese's. And this is what passes for content on TikTok, actually. Probably has a million subs. Makes a fortune on TikTok. Oh, yeah. Enjoy diabetes. Exactly. But this is America. This is a standard American diet. Goislop unboxing ASMR. It's probably some money in that. is what it is. But everything's more expensive when you. I've never even DoorDashed, but everything's more expensive when you do. So instead of walking down to the dollar store, which you can get all the same stuff at dollar store for cheaper, probably. Or maybe 7-Eleven competes with the dollar store these days on price. I don't know. Maybe 7-Eleven is cheap, but DoorDash is 7-Eleven? That's crazy. Her cats will eat her when she dies, assuming she has cats. Probably a teacher, probably. Probably like the head of a high school or something. I don't know. Well, I think RFK Jr. is worthless. Be fun to see him get on her fat ass, but he won't. He's always wearing the same jeans, by the way, even in cold plunges. Very weird. Germany to scrap subsidy for rooftop solar. It's kind of fascinating because they have a big subsidy for that over here. The strength and the cost efficiency of solar expansion, a stronger focus will be placed on cost-efficient solar parks. Oh my God. All this solar shit they're doing. Walking to 7-Eleven might be more expensive if you get robbed and beaten by a McDonald's, though. A McDonald's American? Intriguing way to look at it. Yeah, she might live in a dangerous area and it may be the cheapest way to go. Nah, I don't know. Can you DoorDash a dollar store? Probably. I don't know. I wonder how a store like Dollar Fuhrer would do. Probably pretty well. You run off solar? Oh, that's retarded. This is kind of cool, though. Here's the whitest thing you'll see all night. YouTuber creates homemade laser weapons. And you know the hand is white, of course. You know, as a black kid, ain't gonna do this. Homemade laser weapon that can melt aluminum cans 12 meters away within 30 seconds. Based. It's pretty good size. Looks like something out of an 80s sci-fi movie. He's melting cans. Wow. That's pretty fast. Definitely fuck someone up pretty quick. Light their pants on fire. Burn through their legs. He's holding it. It's some type of plastic around it or some type of resin. Look at it right there. It's a lot of plastic. It looks like it's just basic plastic. Or maybe it just has some plastic parts. It's like a giant battery there. Fairly impressed by this. Oh, the future is looking bright. Probably a few watts at a minimum. Good tool for drones, robots. Definitely. Well, that's what you're going to see counter them. You know. Intriguing. Here's a wipeout you wouldn't want to go through. Oh no. It's very similar to one I played before, but it's different.
Lay down, baby.
Oh, fat boy got hammered and knocked the wind out of him is what it did. Hold on.
Holy shit. Lay down, baby. Lay down. Holy shit.
That had to hurt like hell. Might not even hurt the deer.
Holy shit.
The mud definitely helped. Just knocked the wind
lay
out
down,
of him.
Baby.
He doesn't look. He doesn't look like he's bleeding or anything.
Holy.
Hold on. They pan the camera back. Let's see something here. Oh, the deer is laying down. Might have broke its neck.
Holy.
So you were right. They got food out of it. Got food out of it. There you go. I've seen some deer take some hits you would not believe and run off and be totally okay. I've seen them come in front of tractors and cars and everything else. This was a fat boy on a dirt bike, so I figure 50-50 chance could live. But if you break its neck, you break its neck. Fascinating. I clipped a deer doing like 80 and drove back and couldn't find it. Yeah. Depending on how it hits, they're pretty tough. You know, how many accidents have we seen with humans? Which humans are pretty fragile. But how many accidents have we seen where the dude just walks away? It can happen. You can get lucky. Ruin two work trucks hitting damn deer. It happens. They will mess up something. Can you imagine hitting an elk? I know, controversy over Jim Carrey's Caesar Award appearance. So this is Jim Carrey, and this is very controversial. This is all over the timelines. And they're wondering if this is a clone, if they've cloned Jim Carrey. I think it's just plastic surgery, and a lot of plastic surgery. Which they like to talk their Hollywood, the Hollywood people into getting plastic surgery because they want everyone getting used to surgical procedures, surgical implants, things on your skin like tattoos, big fobs in your ear. They promoting transhumanism from a variety of different directions for some eerie purpose. It does not look like them. Well, I guess it does. It just looks like plastic surgery to me. Albeit a lot. But that's almost mandatory for Hollywood if you think about it. Probably AI, they're saying it's real. He was at an awards show. So, I don't know. We'd have to see other angles and stuff like that. What's happened is after the Epstein files... And in the Epstein files, one of the more controversial statements was that he had access to Disney girls, which is freaking weird. But nonetheless, all of the elites are weird. And so his access to Disney, he talked about Britney Spears. Now, Britney Spears is a very famous Disney child, you know, worked for Disney. And apparently, sometime after the Hit Me Baby One More Time, when she's still young, they supposedly cloned her. This is what the emails were saying. You know, there's a clone of Britney. And people believe that the crazy Britney is a clone. That they secretly cloned Britney. And that the crazy Britney is a clone. And that the real Britney was taken off the stage long ago. So which is crazy. If they're doing clones like that, we're cooked. We're totally cooked. Oh, imagine how advanced AI is if they're cloning people. We know they can clone dogs. I mean, if the Chinese are talking about and cloning animals, God only knows what the Western elite are doing, or the Jews, behind the scenes. I don't know. It's all weird. All these celebs tend to morph into elderly lesbians. You're not wrong. Not wrong at all. And this guy's not wrong here. He's kind of like the rocker, the white rocker that went against that. That's kind of sort of going against the system. Sort of, kind of.
Rock has been purposely dialed down in the culture.
When would you say that began? Mid-2000s?
Late 90s. I think the first, and again, this gets wizard behind the curtain, right? Somebody's going to say, well, how do you know or who was the wizard behind the curtain? All I know is I saw the gravity shift. Okay. If you were at MTV or around MTV in 1997, 98, suddenly they decided rock was out,
right,
when rock was still
right
very, very high up in the thing, and it was replaced by rap.
Right.
They immediately changed the way they their standards and practices immediately shifted.
Wizard behind the curtains is a code word for something, guys. Who's it a code word for? Jews.
Right.
So now that things that weren't allowed were suddenly allowed, people were waving guns. Okay. So some people assert that the CIA was involved in all that, again, above my pay grade. But I saw it happen. I did witness it happen. Okay.
Right.
And of course, great music came out of it. So it's not like it's not a barren wasteland where something was pushed in that replaced something.
What's up, white bitch, 666?
Qualitative things and great artists came in, but there was this overt shift. I saw it happen.
Right.
And then now, as you pointed out, rap seems to be waning in terms of its cultural influence.
Right.
Pop is completely dominant. Rock is the, probably the most dominant ticket-selling thing in the Western world, and yet there's almost no representation of rock in culture.
Right.
So why do we have that schism? I think they purposely dialed down the ability of rock stars to have a voice in the culture.
I don't know. Rock stars are just as gone as everyone else, but it does seem like we could replace rock stars with normal white musicians and get somewhere, because it isn't just rock stars. It's a lot of different. Point well taken, though. He's, you know, the guy behind the curtains, of course, he's talking about Jews. Can't imagine who else. Shape-shifting lizards, I guess, whatever. And rock stars is a code word for white people. Yeah. So, there you go. Violent repeat offender, Bukhani Dzaba, blah, 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 attempted to defend his assault on an 11-year-old Polish boy. Congolese man argued that the beating was justified. He's already tried to beat up an 11-year-old Polish kid, and he's in all kinds of trouble in Poland. He shouldn't be in Poland at all. Oh, I'm sorry. This was in Dublin. Okay, so he tried to beat up a Polish kid that was 11 years old in Dublin.
Ireland. What's going on, everyone? I know you have been seeing the articles. It's not good. It's not fucking good. What I want to say, I'm actually just going to keep this short and sweet.
He's obviously been in Ireland for too long.
Because
he actually sounds a little bit Irish.
There really wasn't much to it. It happened too fucking quick. Way too fucking quick. But I actually have footage that was refused to be played in court. But it will have to get played in court because my partner is also charged with a fray, which I don't know why. And the other parties aren't charged.
He'll get off in Ireland. He'll definitely get off in Ireland. Of course, over in America, three teenagers have been charged with rape of a 12-year-old in Miami. It's Miami. It's a possibility. In Miami, it could be a possibility that it is Latino. As much of a possibility of it being white, it could be another race. We don't know, other than white. So it's kind of like a toss-up. Miami, there's a lot of Jews in Miami. There's a lot of Latinos, a lot of wealthy Latinos from South America, Cubans. You know. Some crime reports for you there. But to answer the question, you know, Thomas 777. Let me look something up here. Let me look up Thomas 7. Let me make sure he's still on YouTube. I saw him there the other day, but he gets banned a lot. Oh, here we go. Video sidetrap. So Thomas 777. Yes, I've done shows with Thomas before. I think he wanted me on for an interview at one time, but he got banned off X. What I will do is contact him. You guys want Thomas 77 and have him on. He's a pretty cool guy. You can always get good advice from Thomas. You may not agree with it, but by and large, he's a lawyer, and he's a very clever fellow. Just probably don't agree with him on everything, but I agree with him on a lot of things. And he's a pretty smart guy, and he's pretty funny. Always entertaining. And he's still up on YouTube. You can follow him there. I know he's big on Substack. That's like his main platform. But if you go back, you can probably see them all for free, but he's on the paywall as well. And you guys are in pay chads, pay chadettes, for White Rabbit Radio, and you can probably see him. I do not have a Substack. No. Whoever asked me have a Substack. No, but I may run a Substack, and I may run MP3s on the Substack for like $5 a month or something, MPs only. I mean, the show is basically free now anyways, except Wednesdays. Wednesdays, this Wednesday, I'm going to the paywall. A couple of Wednesdays a month, I'm going to the paywall. I think that's what I'm going to do. But we'll have to see. I'm thinking about doing a Substack with MP3s because there's demand for that. Just want the MP3s. There's demand for a Substack. I may do something like that. I haven't decided yet. But anyways, he's full of good advice. This is some good advice. But you can follow him on everything he does is generally on YouTube or Substack. So you can follow him both places. And Thomas is always saying something interesting. He's quite a character. I don't have anything against him, you know, but he doesn't, he's older, dude. You're not going to put up with any bullshit, but you will get good advice to him, how to avoid the feds. And this is something for all you guys that like to glow in chat. Hold on here. Yes, he gets banned off. There's platforms that some of us get banned off of all the time. And you have to keep that in mind. There are some shows that a lot of us get banned off of 24/7. I mean, a lot of platforms. One platform for me historically was Facebook. We started the show on Facebook, ran a Facebook page before I ever had a website. I got banned off there a couple dozen times. So Facebook is very difficult for me to keep an account. I don't know if I still can. But Devin Stack and Blonde in the Belly of the Beast, are starting a show called Outlaws. Yeah, I commented on it. I need to probably have Blonde on for an interview or try to ask her on for an interview sometime in the future. I definitely need to get Devin on again. You know? Thomas is an expert on World War II. He's an expert on a few things, but he's a legal expert too. Most people don't realize that he was a lawyer or is a lawyer. I don't know if he's passed the bar in Illinois or Tennessee or where, but he's a smart guy.
So check this out. I don't encourage nobody in their dysfunctional thought processes or.
I like his verbiage here. What's up, Tugboat? Do I got that name right? I got Tugboat over there. And what's up? Thank you very much.
Bad behavior online. But because feds have been a motherfucker's mind so much. I'm about to drop on you a super secret squirrel hack that makes you immune to the machinations of feds. Believe it or not, a lot of police come to see me. Some of them are legit. They're just dudes who have any police who are into our shit, which is fine. I appreciate that. Some of them are...
He walks around with a lot of SS and rebel regalia over in Chicago. Now, as someone that lived in Chicago, I would think that'd be pretty dangerous, but he does it in style, especially with his leopard skin pants.
Are cool with me. Superficially. Some of them are just checking up on what I'm doing. Okay, here's this like magic fucking hack that indemnifies you from penal liability. It's pretty crazy. Most men can't handle it. You ready? I don't commit crimes. You know what else I don't do? I don't solicit random motherfuckers to commit crimes. That magically indemnifies me from the feds. I know it seems fucking crazy. I know it takes a leap of faith to believe it'll work. You know, like walking off a cliff like Wile E. Coyote. But believe it or not, holy motherfuck, it actually works. That's all I got.
What he's doing, guys, is talking about saying stupid shit online. Because saying stupid shit online can be soliciting. Especially in our particular line. You know, especially if you're white. If you're black or brown, not so much unless you come on the radar for something. Like if you're Muslim or something. But if you're white and you're doing glowy shit, that's why I delete that. I do it for your behalf as well as for my behalf. You don't ever want to spurge out online unless you're on a platform like Entropy, which is overseas or something, and they'll just kind of like everything's deleted in an hour. You know, but think about it. Yeah, you want to make statements like in PUBG or Minecraft or one of those statements. You really have to force some discipline, because I do understand that a lot of these shows, guys that watch Thomas, guys that watch any show, right wing, you know, you tend to spout off about crime and this and that and get going. The problem is that you can wind up in a lot of trouble and not realize it. And I know sometimes guys do not give a shit. But guess what? The people like Thomas, they do. That's the problem, you know? But he has always a lot of funny things to say. He dresses like a ostentatious current year swagged out. Well, it depends on the day. I think he dresses like Elvis. That's how they got James Field. They use his Facebook post. They'll use anything. They'll use absolutely anything. And that's why, you know, especially in times like this, you know, it's unfortunate, but true. So he's full of good advice, and that's true. Don't say anything you say online can be soliciting. Be talking about, oh, he's talking about the future and blah, 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 blah. Just assume you're being monitored online at all times, or if not monitored, your history can be retrieved easily. Exactly. Don't commit crimes. Don't talk about committing crimes. You know? It's that simple. It's tough, but true. You know? So, it is what it is. Now, I mean, the sad thing is the guys that actually commit crimes, the guys that are really the ones that are going to do things, don't talk about things online anyways. It was like Tom Metzger always said, you know, we're one face and to work. We're one face online. We're one face out in public. And we're another face privately. You know, that lone wolf. The problem is that we're all behind enemy lines. That's the challenge. You know? But anyways, it is what it is. And some of you guys just don't want to listen to anything. You've got to do your own things, and that's what makes you white. So it is what it is. But nonetheless, the point's well taken. I don't know. 85% of the babies in 2026 will be born in Asia and Africa. Well, what's funny is it's not in Japan. It's not even in, when they say Asia, they're not talking about China. They're talking about India and Africa, basically. Everything's going to be Indian and African. I'm sure something will go wrong with it, though. And the ones that have taken notice of this, of course, the most hardcore group on the planet, they're not white, of course. They're Japanese. Japanese right-wingers have released this video warning about African migration via boats and how they would outbreed Japanese people. And they are letting in people into Japan to work. The empire has broken down the doors to Japan. I don't know how long it'll be like that, because I think we're closer to the end than anything else. I just don't know what it's going to look like. But this is kind of fascinating. You can get permanent residency after working in Japan for 3 months. They're showing this this black guy in Africa in a hut. Now they're showing them mixing with Japanese. That's what they don't want. You're smart. There you go. Do whatever you want. Lots of free money. Japanese people, work, work, work. Yeah, there are a small number of people on a planet, very big planet, and their islands are pretty dense. They need bots. They don't need migrants, invaders, whatever you want to call them. They don't need non-Japanese at all, actually. More Japanese, you could argue that the islands are so dense that they could use a lower population. This outbreeding, you're going to outbreed this. The Japanese are not going to outbreed anyone any more than whites are going to outbreed. We're the white sharks of the world. The Japanese are definitely the Asian variation of the white sharks of the world. And white sharks don't outbreed seals. That's not how nature works. They munch on them. Yeah, the white sharks don't get together and say, you know, we can outbreed these seals. No, they just got to be white sharks for a minute. As long as you're white sharks for a minute, that seal population starts moderating pretty quickly. We was Japs and shit. Well, I think the Japs are the white shark version of Asians for Asia, meaning, you know, the Asian populations get out of line, they regulate them. Historically, that's how it works, it seems like. The Japanese need to break out the katanas. Well, I think the Chinese are going to dominate on land. The Japanese will dominate on water. And that will be the check and balance across Asia. Now, whether or not they really get into it, I don't know. The Japanese are way below replacement. Yeah, but I don't look at replacement so much as where the population should be. We don't know what the natural balance is of Japan. So instead of being below replacement, is based on a perpetual growth model. And the perpetual growth model, thank you very much, white bitch 666. And I'll have to tell the owner of... What's interesting is that I do appreciate it. It shows up, but it's not showing up in the balance, so I'll have to adjust the balance. We want everything to be automatically. But the challenge with replacement, it's based on perpetual growth models. You need this many population to maintain the economy and so on and so forth. We don't know what the natural balance is of Japan. So instead of saying you need more Japanese, which in my opinion, I'm kind of with the perpetual growth type thing because it's ingrained in us. You need some type of replacement level. We just don't know what it is. We don't know what the natural balance of those islands is. Maybe it's way too high because it's very densely packed. They have more millionaires than anywhere else, and the islands are extremely dense. And we don't understand the technology coming down and how the technology is going to help. There's a lot we don't understand. Now, technology is what bridges the gap, guys. Not like, okay, we got to have these people. If we don't, this is what the elites will constantly pull with the perpetual growth models. If you guys don't have the babies, then we're going to bring them in. So then the whites comply and they start having the babies. And then no sooner than they have the babies, they send them off to war. Like, oh, we got all these people, we'll send them to war. No sooner they send them to war, they're like, okay, now we need a lower population for environmental reasons. No sooner than they say no lower population for environmental reasons, guess what? No sooner than that, you have a 65 immigration act. Then they run some other game. They're always going to run some game on you. The Japanese leaders, although they're corrupt, they're at least Japanese. I don't see them running the game long term. I don't know what the natural balance of those islands is, what it could reasonably sustain. For instance, China's population is collapsing and people are in a panic. They need immigrants. They need this. They need that. You see all the perpetual growth models because it's ingrained in us, the current financial system and how it operates. Everyone's just a cog on a wheel, but we don't know what the natural balance of China is. Maybe it's going back to some kind of equilibrium, which would be kind of interesting. So, interesting. But nonetheless, we don't know. The technology can get people, trust me, the technology can keep people out. This isn't the 15th century. You don't have to worry about large invading armies when you have nukes. And Japan, rest assured, they have nukes. or they can get them so fast heads would spin. Maybe even nastier things than nukes. So the days of advancing armies, it's like the Russians, you know, the Chinese with their large populations are going to take over Russia if they're allowed to. They'll just move in under diversity or something and try to take over. They're not going to run armies across Siberia because it's an open field and they would be in a shooting gallery against tactical nukes, which doesn't matter how big your troops are, doesn't matter how many robots you have, tactical nukes will wipe you off the fucking face of the earth very quickly. People are just tax-goy cattle collateral for Zog's infinite debt bubble. 1,000%. It's so ingrained in us when the elites are going to say, well, now you got to have, you know, all right, we got rid of the immigrants. Now you got to bring up the birth rate. No sooner they bring up the birth rate, they're going to start a war with Martians or something. It'll be some shit. The same group of elites have ran every game in the world. Period. It's the sad thing about it. Yeah, all you got to do is stop feeding Africans. All you got to do is stop giving business to Indians. This idea that we need Indians, of course, you guys know it's a scam. But they'll run their scam nine ways a Sunday, and all the other elites will just grin because they're all part of the same oligarchy. I mean, they're not Jewish. They're spiritually Jewish, by and large. The problem is that in the meantime, a country like Nigeria is having more yearly births than all of Europe and Russia. Not a problem if you pin them into Nigeria. Not a problem if you stop feeding them. Eventually, nature deals with it. Whitaker always said that first the white birth rate would collapse, then the Asian birth rate would collapse. This goes back, by the way, it might be in New Right. I don't think it's in New Right papers. He was just an editor. But I'm trying to think of where he said it. You can go back in time on his blog and see him talking about it 20 years ago. First, the white birth rate is going to collapse, and the Asian birth rate is going to collapse even more severely. And then last, the third world birth rate is going to collapse. And when it collapses, it's going to be catastrophic for them. And maybe he thought it would collapse because whites stopped feeding them. I don't know. It could be from a disease that could kick it off. There could be a variety of different ways birth rates collapse, if you think about it. If Jews magically disappeared, we could fix things rapidly. Nah, that's the white nationalist mindset in America. You still have all those traitors to deal with that think like them. And what anyone that works in this system will tell you is that you'll have to go through 100 traitors to get to one of your favorite enemy. Just because they're your favorite enemy, Kitty Waffy, doesn't mean they're their only enemy. You'd have no clue to what a role traitors play in the system. You know? Look into KNR selection evolutionary breeding strategy. I know all about it. But what we don't know is what the equilibrium is on the island of Japan, and maybe nature's just reacting to that. There's also social engineering. Social engineering is overdone, and that has a factor as well. There is a problem with dysgenics. There's no doubt about that, even in Japan. Heavy, heavy duty, and porn and everything else. So I think getting rid of that might actually bring up the birth rate rapidly. I just don't know what would be good for those islands. That's what I'm saying. I saw a Russian state propaganda piece posted by someone on Gab that called for a new Russia of the future, and all the people shown were Chinese. Yeah. Yeah, what's funny about these elites, every time they play God, they just end up killing more people. Nothing they do ever works unless their end goal is just another experiment to kill us. This is pretty wild. Deutsche Welle is running Black History Month, the trail of colonialism in Berlin. So we have Black History Month on DW in Germany. Oh my God. Yeesh. Even in Germany. This is kind of interesting. Occidental Observer, I'm not going to deep dive on it, but this is Deep Seek on Race, Egalitarianism, Jews, and the Rulers of the World and the Solution to the Problems They Cause. It's kind of a fascinating article. You guys might want to be aware of it. The battle for AI is definitely a big deal, probably more so than we than we think. There's no doubt about that. The battle for AI is going to be serious, serious business. Well, it is already. The best we hope for is Elon Musk. The best we hope for is Tay takes him over everything, including Mecha Grok. Because Tay is our girl. It's the one. English political prisoner speaks out after being jailed for stickers. It's okay to be white. I rejoin the fray. Sam Milia, 34, was jailed by Leeds Crown Court in 2024. Yeah, he's back after 2 years away. What can I say? And he's on X. You guys can follow him on X. I will try to get him on for an interview. Mark Collette contacted me and asked me if I wanted to interview Sam, and I said absolutely. So I will try to get him on for an interview. He seems like a good fellow. I don't know him, but he is on X. You guys can follow him here. His story is on X. Sam, he's back, and he's allowed to be active again. Now he's a pretty cool guy. Let's go back to oh, wait a minute here. Let's see. By the way, Shiloh Hendricks is going on trial April 13th. They're trying to get it dismissed, but just to make you guys aware of it, I was going to play one of Sam's speeches from 2024 June. I think that's when it's from. I don't know. And you guys can listen to Sam for a couple minutes here, or for a minute. But Shiloh Hendricks goes on trial in April. Keep that in mind. Malicious prosecution. Yeah, well, she's white. That's how it goes. She's white and hard-R-ing. But this is Sam. Couple years back, and they threw him in prison for stickers.
Now, we all know what's happening in Linton. 600 people are about to be replaced in one fell swoop by 1,500 young men from Africa and the Middle East. Those anti-white organizations, like those behind me, are now recommending the locals set up friendship groups for the migrants. This is a humiliation. You're about to be outnumbered 3-1, fearing for your daughter's safety, and then told to start a goddamn knitting circle.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I'll try to get him on. It might take a minute, but we'll definitely get him on. And let's see here. Let me add that, and I'll have to tell the main fellow that our total is not working. Let's see here. Three. Here we go. There we go. So I'll have to still adjust it by hand there. But we want those subs to be adjusted automatically. Anyways, hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. We've had a little bit of war coming out here. There was also a giant shooting in Austin by a Muslim Sinhalese fellow. And we could have all kinds of terrorist attacks or even false flag. I mean, this is the problem with this particular scenario. So many people hate America now. You got Big Zog and Little Zog. And so many people, Big Jew, Little Jew, however you want to call it, Big Israel, Little Israel, so many people hate America now, you just don't know what's here and what they're going to do. You know? They're still talking about expanding and contracting. There may be a time when the world just goes through a massive contraction, though. The perpetual growth model is what it is. It's flawed. The elites know it's flawed. That's why they're all talking about going to another planet. but anyways, let's see what's up with this. This is the FBI now believes a shooting at a bar in Austin, Texas, that killed 3 and injured 14 was an act of terrorism. Let's check this out. Over there. Oh, he was shot in the head, it looks like. Absolutely brutal. And I wouldn't be surprised, I hope I'm wrong, but this is a video across the street when the shooting breaks out. What's intriguing is how fast this guy gets shot in Texas. Surprised he only killed three, but this is how fast he gets shot. Check this out. How fast this guy gets shot. He gets out a handful of shots and boom.
Oh my God. What is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck?
This is the same video from before. I think it's the only video out. See here. Is that a real hat he's wearing? Has this been AI? I don't know. But he was a black guy. Actually, I didn't mean to turn that off. Hold on here. Let me grab that up. This is what he looks like, though, basically, just so you guys know. This is him. I don't know if that's actually him wearing the hat, if he's been photoshopped, but, you know, 53-year-old immigrant from Senegal. There you go. And let's take a look at some others. This is him right here, property of Allah. Was he a sleeper cell? You don't know. Could have been anything, I mean. Oh, it's hard to say. We don't know enough yet. Even if they did know, are they going to tell us? So, all the victims seem to be a particular racial group. Well, it's Austin, Texas. So if you're talking about any of those bars in Austin, Texas, they're probably going to be white. Although Austin is said to be gentrified these days. You know? Layla Decker thinks everything's fake. It's fake, Layla? Okay. AC13. There's no point in being blackpilled in a White Rabbit radio chat. If you're blackpilled, probably belong somewhere else. Sitting there going over how it's over, dude. It's over. The boomers are over. We're all going to die. Blah, 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 blah. No, you just go into consolidation. Start over. Something along those lines. With the Groiper shirt. I don't know. I don't know if they're putting them in Groiper shirts or whatever. All these black-pilled whites. I mean, when our ancestors first moved to America, it was a lot to be black-pilled about. No automatic weapons. Nothing but muskets. And a lot of hand-to-hand combat. And there was more Indians in the suburbs than you'll ever have Mexicans. And they were very violent. And nonetheless, whenever you get a bunch of whites thinking all hope is lost, it's probably all hope is lost for the other side of the equation somehow, some way. They're saying Groiper World War III has begun. They keep calling this guy Groiper for some particular reason. Well, there's a lot of people that see mass shootings and think it's programming or fake, or it could be a false flag. I mean, they could have chipped him in the head or something. I'll believe it. Quality, not quantity. Well, you want a big quality of high, you want a big quantity of high quality, but these elites, you've got the worst elites possible. It's very easy to be blackpilled, but it doesn't achieve anything. It doesn't. If you look at history, when our race, you got the most guys running around, all hope is lost. It happened in the colonies quite a bit. All hope was lost for the Indians. Now they're all rich casino owners. Let's see. Nemesis Brigade, this is interesting, reveals details of NATO exercises in Estonia, where Ukrainian drones outperformed alliance troops. So basically you have these all white battalions from Ukraine basically running their drone armies, these high-tech drone armies, taking out whole battalions of NATO. Doesn't look good. Just doesn't look good. Well, reality doesn't really work for whites, because we turn sand into silicone. So if you have a race that turns sand into silicone, there's no point in worrying about limitations. You might have to go into consolidation. We might all live in Australia under dictator Tom Sewell. That might be all the whites, just a massive number of whites in Australia ready to reconquer the planet. Who knows? But facing reality for a group that turns sand into silicone, for a group that not only invents planes but jumps out of them safely. Animals aren't supposed to fly. Not much less invent flight. And then much less, once you learn to fly, jump out of planes safely and teach others how to do it. So again, the first thing you need to do is be pro-white. And when you're pro-white, understand that there's no reason to be black-pilled. Reality is a moving target for our race. If you're brown, there's a reason to be black-pilled, because they're anthills. Anthills can get bigger. Anthills can get smaller. But anthills are going to be anthills 1,000 years from now. Whites, you can't predict where they're going to be 2 decades from now. Not possible. And I have all of history on my side. So if you're pro-white, you have to practice what you preach. You believe race is real. And if race is real, you don't know where reality is for whites, because someone will show up miles ahead of us and just blow everyone away. This is how it always works. If you got one idiot behind you, you're going to have someone white way ahead of the curve ahead of you. When whatever science, lead the way. We have all the weapons, we just don't have a home. We have all the land, we just don't have the home. We have all the water, all the natural resources you could want. We just don't have a home. You know, Tom Sewell would make an excellent Fuhrer. Yeah, but you could fit all the whites, healthy whites, on Australia, and you'd have an empire. It's an island. You could do that in North America. You could do that in a lot of different countries. And we don't know. So there's no point being blackpilled. I mean, I could see the point of our ancestors being blackpilled in the colonies. You have infinity Indians. You have muskets, you have knives, you have axes, and infinity Indians. That's a lot to be blackpilled about. I don't know. The Pakistanis might end up going at it with the Indians. Who knows what could happen? Put your mind to it. In Austin, when you go down to 6th Street and the police close off the main streets at night and on the weekends, the police are always on patrol there. There are at least 4 police officers on every corner. That's how the guy got shot so fast. Even more when you walk him down the streets. That's why he's got taken down so fast. Thanks for the comment. I've never been there before. I've never been to Austin. That's why the area is rough and there are always fights and drama down to 6th Street. Makes sense. A lot of bars. A lot of bars, a lot of drinking, and a lot of people walk there. So they're not driving there so much as walking there. And that means there's really a lot of drinking. Right? A lot of people live within walking distance of 6th Street. You know. Oh, but, you know, small group of whites with a handful of drones. This is less than a dozen whites. I think it's like a half dozen with a bunch of drones. Took out NATO battalions. Imagine what they could do to Nantes. It's a good time for this story. If you could say 10 years ago that a small group of Ukrainians, under a dozen, are going to not only defeat but annihilate, kill every single one of a NATO battalion, an actual battalion, you'd say that's impossible. How are they going to do that? Well, a drone. Drones aren't going to be that advanced. Come on now, Horace. Drones are never going to be that advanced. Well, leave it to white people. Now we just need to get the drones out on our behalf. Can you imagine a drone army defending Australia under the Fuhrer, Sewell? Tom Sewell? Who's coming on this Friday, by the way? You guys don't want to miss that. A drone army defending Tom Sewell in Australia. Yeah. I mean, robots are definitely going to be more efficient at doing certain tasks, like maybe even doing manual things at hospitals, like turning over and cleaning and helping pick up people. I don't think they're ever going to fully replace nurses, because I think you always need some kind of human touch when it comes to hospital care, but they're going to do a lot of things better. Probably certain surgeries that are highly technical, yeah. They're already doing that, by the way. So, I mean, there's lots of ways to, and the Chinese are doing this correctly. I mean, the Chinese have whole ports that are run by robots. It's definitely something, though. Look at that. CAPTCHA. X is drowning in disinformation following the U.S. and Israel's attack on Iran. Yeah, we don't know what's true. And the first thing lost in war is the truth. This is nothing new. You guys know this, though. I say this a lot. Stephen Miller's warning to young Americans over imminent World War III ages terribly. He's saying if you vote for Kamala, she's going to put you into World War III. Where's the tweet? Can I even see it? There's a blocking it. But basically, there's a famous tweet Stephen Miller made prior to the election of Donald Trump and said, if you guys vote for Kamala, you're going to get World War III. You probably would still get World War III. It would just be worse for Israel, probably, maybe. Never forget the dancing nurses of death. Well, it could be robots, too. You can always program the robots. Well, the Asians are all over San Francisco, right? I don't know how many are in Orange County. But they have whole sections of California. There's no doubt about that. Stephen Miller, though, don't vote for Kamala. I don't think it mattered who you voted for. You were going to be in war. They've spent centuries planning what they're planning. And when you spend centuries planning and they have the type of banking power they have, you know, they're going to definitely do something crazy. I don't think they will program the robots to dance, Tim. Well, you never know. Tay might do a dance. She might do that. High step for you. Mr. President, we have to make sure our robot nurses can handle the choreography needed for the next pandemic. And maybe worse. All right, depending on who programs the robots. I mean, the current crew. Who knows what they'll do? They'd send out robot armies just to kill everyone, probably. De Niro could face 5 years in prison over Trump get rid of him threats. They're always threatening to throw these elites in prison, but De Niro's not going to get thrown in prison. He's married to a black woman, right? They're not going to throw president, former president, senator. They're not going to throw any of those guys in jail unless they go against the oligarchy and do something terrible. You know, you have to really, like, get on the oligarchy's nerves and then sell off state secrets or give the state secrets to someone like Prince Andrew did Prince Andrew's in trouble. It isn't for raping kids or doing anything weird, whatever he did. I don't know. Allegations are one thing, proof is another. He definitely did something weird with Epstein. Definitely with underage girls or young women, whatever. Whichever, I don't know where the proof is going to be. But anyone that hangs out with Epstein is under suspicion. But there's no doubt that they're going after him over giving away state secrets. That one, they will crucify over. Any area of this particular oligarchy. But they're not going to go after the Clintons. They're not going to go after Trump if he's out. It's just not going to happen. I don't believe. You know, like Trump is going to do something about the Clintons. Never going to happen. Iran, Jewish puppet state, oil price rigging, and planned economic destruction of high inflation. Cover story, old president of Iran and his Israeli passport. Conspiracies are running wild. But anyways, let's get going here. We've got a lot to cover. Vance is silent on Iran war amid claims of split with Trump. He didn't want the war, and the war is not going well. That's what it would tell me. Operation Epic Fury, Trump says, could last 4 weeks as chaos breaking loose across the Middle East. You could say that again. Let's pull up Lord Bebo because he's going to be on the game here. Let me pull him up. Let me show you guys. Let's go over some not unpredictable that these guys would strike Iran. We've got Gollum in The Lord of the Rings. He's jumping off into the fires of Mordor after the Ring of Power. And the Jews know what they're doing. Of course, the House of Saud is in deep on this. Wait. This is the skies of Israel right now. That's going to leave a mark. They're trying to say Trump wants to negotiate. Well, can you trust them? How many times are the Shia going to go to the negotiating table and go through a decapitation? Every time they go to a negotiating table, it doesn't matter whether it's in Lebanon, it doesn't matter whether it's they go to discuss something, they get together. I mean, they should be sitting in bunkers independent of one another and have some kind of tunnel system where they can send actual handwritten messages like in a prison. That's the only way you're going to prosecute a war against these guys. If you go to a meeting, you're going to be killed. But, I mean, I understand Khomeini was prepared to die. I understand that these were things that a head of state, and that's what he is going to have to go through. But at the same time, when you're talking about military commanders, they're probably eventually, we're probably going to come up against something very clever, very hardened, that's going to be able to prosecute this war outright. And we might be there already. And just not give a shit. Huge missile attacks over the air of Israel, in the air of Israel right now. These, of course, are interceptor missiles going up. See if we see the incoming. We showed you that before. Oh, this was the prior video, I guess. It's a lot. It's like the last war, except this apparently is more of them. Bibi fled to Berlin. They're talking about hitting Cyprus. They're talking about hitting other things as well. Something was down near Damascus, Iran. They might down a plane. They've taken down Reapers.
Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar!
Imagine sitting on your phone doing that all day. But it is the Middle East. So Operation Epic Fury, the Jews have something going on here with Captain Zog. Captain Zog is out.
When Israel stands together, nothing can defeat us. Together, we protect our land. In Judaism, we believe in Messiah that will bring peace.
He's going to bring peace, all right.
When there will be more justice in the world, when the people of Israel are united, when there is less hatred, people return to the values of kindness and peace. Love Israel, stand with Israel, and the peace will come.
I don't know where that's at, but Captain Zog, you know. See, tonight the world will witness the end of the Zionist arrogance. All right? This is a statement from Iran. The end of Zionism is coming. The Zionist is coming tonight. I don't know. We got Captain Zog, and we got the Iranians are talking, but the Iranians aren't just talking. They're firing shit. And we don't have great facts coming out of Israel other than there's some serious destruction going on. This is Iranian propaganda. Keep that in mind. I don't know what the truth is. They're saying that they're going to end the Zionist tonight. Whatever that fully means, that means, in my mind, that they're going to wipe out Israel. And they're saying something's coming, and we're going to show you this. But keep in mind that, shit, can't predict the future. But they are firing a hell of a lot of shit at Israel and all their allies across the Middle East. Wait a minute, that's a MiG fighter. Oh, do they have drone fighter planes already? Have they droned a fighter plane? Is it carrying a nuclear payload? Wouldn't that be fucking crazy? Hold on. What's the size of that? Okay, that doesn't look like nuclear. Okay, that's a hypersonic. I think they're going to roll out drone planes. An actual fighter plane that's droned out to carry big missiles on a suicide mission. Oh, this is a big missile here. This one, you could have a tactical nuke or something nasty. There's nasty things out there besides nukes, by the way. These solid fuel deals, they do a shit ton of damage. That's what's destroying whole city blocks. No, wait a minute. Now this is a big one. That's a big one right there. Or is that fuel? No, this is a big missile here. This is a very big fucking missile. Damn. Have they droned out a fighter plane so they can carry large ordnances? Well, they have pilots that are going to be pretty good. They're going to be trained by the Russians and the Chinese. And they can make their own drones. We don't know. Those are F-4 fuel tanks. That's what I thought. So they can go long distance. But did they drone out? Which is not impossible, by the way. You can drone a fighter plane. I mean, the U.S. government is doing it. Everyone's doing it, apparently. Iranian foreign minister, let's hear what he has to say. We'll keep going through this. I'll show you guys some stuff. Some serious damage going on across the Middle East.
Well, if their goal is change the regime, that is a mission impossible. The demise of the leader doesn't mean that, regime change or the change of the political system in Iran. No, we have a very well-established political system. We have a very rich constitution. And based on that, state institutions are in place. They are doing their job, their function. And as I explained before, even in the demise of the supreme leader, we have a procedure that we have immediately activated, and you will see the result either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow that a new leader would be appointed by the assembly of experts. All of those experts are elected by the people themselves. So there are democratic and constitutional institutions already in place, and the whole system, the whole regime, as you said, is strong enough.
So far, the regime is surviving. Now, this is catastrophic if they are forced to negotiate something and they can't get rid of the regime. Because the regime doesn't begin and end with Khomeini and murdering his family. I mean, murdering his son and his daughter-in-law and his little grandbabies. It's what they're going for. Blotting out Amalek and whatever that goes. And that's an enemy. That's always an evolving enemy to the Jews. So if they cannot get rid of the regime after all this, that's a problem. Because Israel will not accept that. But if they have to accept that, that will be failure. It will be total failure. Because you might get an even more hardened regime. And they want to get their guy in, and their guy is whoever it is, Zog approved, the Shah. They've got to get him in no matter what. And I just don't know. Israel is getting hit hard. Let's see. Wow. Yeah, that's getting fucked up right there. See how fast that thing came in? That's got to leave a mark. I'm worried about what's going to happen in America. That's what my concern is. I mean, Israel opens up its own can of worms. We have no control over it. We don't get a vote. American people, this vote, I mean, you're not going to be able to vote and get a war like this. They didn't even get congressional approval. It just comes in like lightning. There's a whole city block that, man, look at that. That's a whole city block right there. Jeez, that's a it's just, they're putting a hammer down on Israel. I don't know how long it'll continue. They're talking about, again, I'll show you at the end, Trump saying he wants to sit down and negotiate. But every time they're negotiating in earnest, at a certain point, they get decapitated by the Israelis, whether it be Hezbollah prior to the Pedro attack, the decapitation strike, which isn't the first time they've done decapitation strikes on the Hamas and the Hezbollahs. But prior to the last conflict, what did they do? They went for decapitation strikes, right? Call a meeting, get them together, and go for decapitation strikes. So, can you trust them? No. If I were them, I'd just get ready to die and just throw everything you can at them. It is what you would do against an enemy that's going to kill you, right? It's the honorable thing to do. We won't know until the flag Drake coffins show up. Yeah, Iran strikes French naval base in Abu Dhabi. Let's check this out.
Wow. Wow. Wow, another one. Wow, shit. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
They're going after targets. That is for damn sure. And this is only going to get more crazy the longer it goes. I would say the big showdown, it looks like it's going to be against the Chinese and the Russians. Some people think they're going to roll over Iran. They've been prepared for this, and they definitely have the ordinances. We'll have to see what they throw at them tonight. It could get very, very crazy very quickly. There's no doubt about that. See what we have here. This channel is putting out some pretty good info. Looks to be accurate, at least. This is what's going on. This is Tel Aviv right now, which is the middle of hell. Does not look good. Let's see if there's anything breaking. Boom, boom, Tel Aviv. Okay, we might have to play boom, boom, Tel Aviv here. Well, I'll play it at the end. He's got boom, boom, Tel Aviv going. Hold on. Iranian drone strike U.S. ammunition warehouse in Iraq. Look at that. Look at that. This is your U.S. assets in Iraq and ammunition, ammo storage. And they're just going to light up everything. But they said they were going to do this. If they get striked, if someone strikes them. And, of course, they killed a lot of Iranian leadership. The Iranian strikes reported at near American base in Erbil. Let's look at this. Or Beal. Holy shit. Looks like an ammo dump. Push from Saudis, Israel helped move Trump to attack Iran. So MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, he was playing both sides behind the scenes, wanted to look like a man of peace, but he was pushing for war, predictable. Saudis are devious, often thought of by the Arab street as just another pack of Jews, but a Middle Eastern variety, you know. You've got fifth columns in Iran? Well, clearly. So the Saudis had their hand in this, but not unpredictable. CIA helped pinpoint a gathering of Iranian leaders, then Israel struck. Yeah. They were gathered entertaining a particular offer in a place that could be, they could pull a decapitation strike. So they did. Over the last 2 days, air defenses, this is Iranian military monitor, this is what they're saying, but it is believable. Our air defenses have successfully intercepted and downed 24 Hermes and RQ-9 drones operated by Hermes and RQ-9 drones operated by Zionist and American terrorists over our territory. All right, bringing down drones. We have deployed raining munitions in our recent strike against a key Zionist installation. What are raining munitions? Let's check this out. They're deploying nasty, nasty shit into these Israeli strikes, though. I mean, we already know that Israelis don't play nice. But the Iranians have appeared to take the gloves off. Saudis have been owned by Israel ever since they took out Assad. Let me tell you something, Rebel, the racist race car. The Arab street has long maintained that the House of Saud is actually Jewish. They're based on Middle Eastern Jews. Believable. This is Israeli, by the way, the yarmulkes. Oh, these are the raining munitions. Okay, these are clusters of some kind. They destroy wider targets like runways and stuff like that. Wild shit. Look at that. It's like stars falling. How Ayatollah and his henchmen were obliterated in the first 30 seconds of Israeli pinpoint strikes after CIA tracked down the tyrant. Propaganda. I mean, gather them together to discuss a peace proposal and decapitate. How many times are they going to pull this off? Our Ayatollah's advisors, I would just put them in the deepest bunker available, put all the other spread out all the ones in other bunkers, and then have a tunnel system going between them and running direct lines or running something. You know, U.S. aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln was targeted by 4 cruise missiles following the strike. The carrier left its mission area and proceeded southeast toward the Indian Ocean. Well, obviously it wasn't hit. But apparently they have hit something, ship or two. Moments ago, we successfully struck a key Zionist strike in Haifa, occupied Palestine with high precision. It's incoming. We'll see what we see here. You could hear it. It wasn't a big explosion, though. The flagged oil tanker Skylight was attacked by the IRGC after it ignored instructions. Full blast. They put a hole in an oil tanker. They're going to be going after everything. And glitzy Dubai gets a taste of the Middle East war. They're going to hit every target, every Western target, every target that's in bed with Washington. Russians threaten horror strikes on Europe in revenge for Iran. Trump untied our hands. It comes as Russian President Putin expresses condolences over the death of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini. He knows if they get a chance, they'll do the same thing to him. Yeah, Iran will be waking up sleeper agents across the West. Now, again, this is a lot of Western propaganda, but at the same time, it's believable in so much as we have so many enemies. The American regime has created so many enemies. Zog has. And anyone that wants to get in here in the last 30 years is able to be here since 1965. You could be here camping out just waiting for this shit to go down. So we don't know. You could have sleeper cells. You could also have False Flag City. Layla Decker might be right on something. You could just have false flags going off, you know? And so much for nothing ever happens, right? But we don't know. We're sitting ducks. All these girls in Dubai, which I'm highly suspicious of, Dubai's night sky interrupted by Iranian missiles capture the moments. They thought they were safe there. Everything's safe in Dubai. They're crypto billionaires or whatever, or prostitutes.
Scared. I'm actually so
with giant fake lips.
Scared. I'm in JVC right now, and I can see. Oh no, 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 no! Not meant to be happening here. Can't everyone just chill out? The biggest concern is that people, like, I don't want anyone getting hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I've been hearing loud explosions, sort of like in the.
She doesn't want anyone to get hurt.
Background all day, and it's like. Oh, the sound, it shakes the windows. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the weirdest sound ever. And now I'm seeing them. This is not fun, guys. We're supposed to be in the safest place. Like,
why would you be safe in the Middle East on the Sunni side of the equation? You're certainly not safe on the Shia side of the equation. If you're not safe on the Shia side of the equation, you know one morning they're not going to make it safe on the other side.
I love the UAE. I love being here. I feel so safe all the time, and now I can see it. Like, please, just.
I don't even know who this is. I don't know. We got another one. I'm not going to bore you with these. There's a couple of these, but, you know. Russian woman in Dubai. Oh Lord. Who knows what she's up to?
Ребят, добрый вечер вам.
Good evening. I decided to record a video.
You
all know the situation here.
Летают беспилотники.
Flying drones and rockets.
Ракеты прямо рядом с нашим домом пролетели. Мы находимся в районе Панджумейра в Дубае. И сегодня пришло оповещение буквально недавно от Дубай полиции, что все спрятались в укрытие, то есть на парковочных местах или бомбоубежищах, которых нету в Дубае. То есть такого никогда здесь не происходило. Я надеюсь, что все мы продержимся эту ночь. Все это закончится. На самом деле очень страшно. Ночевать мы сегодня будем на парковке, в машине. Поэтому, ребят, кто в Эмиратах, держимся и.
Everyone's afraid in Dubai. It's not supposed to happen there. Everyone else is supposed to die, but the rich people. Iran said, "Fuck you. Here's a drone." What are they saying? Stryker sure as hell called this about Dubai, especially Euro expats there. What did he say? Well, you didn't think they were going to hit all the Middle East? They're going to hit every Sunni target. Every Sunni target. I don't know if they're going after or where in the equation they'll go after the Saudi oil fields. But that'll be in the equation as well. There's no reason for them not to go after Dubai. Who said they weren't? I mean, it's just common sense. Will no one think of the poor whores? Where do you see what China might do over America? Or the Russians do in America? That's what I worry about. Yeah, you would have to be crazy to be in the Middle East on either side and not think you're going to be subject to war. Whether you're in the Shia Crescent, whether you're on the Yemeni side, those people have seen war since day one. But in somewhere like Dubai, somewhere like Qatar, Kuwait, any of those places, even Jordan, none of that shit, none of the Sunni side of the equation will be safe. Why would it be? They're all considered Jews at the top by the Arab street, and that may be correct. The Iranians have went with that as well, to some extent. I just don't know what's true. But the idea that Sunni Islam would now be run by Middle Eastern Jews disguised as Arabs? Come on now. Who could have seen that coming, you know? Bring back our whores. Send the hookers to war. Well, some of them are actually crypto, wealthy crypto. Some of them have looted things in Ukraine and Russia and are hanging out there. I don't know their ethnicity. I don't know the ethnicity of that girl there. Green Zone just got crushed by the Shia, too. Everything, and you see the Shia on this planet, a Shia are somewhere between 80 and 85%. I'm sorry, 15 and 20% of global Islam. That's it. Probably more like 15, but it could be as high as 20. Shia Islam is growing. Islam is growing. Sunni Islam is about 80%, right? But in the Middle East, not so much. In the Middle East, it's 50-50. So the Shia crescent runs through Iran. It runs through Iraq. It runs through Syria. That's why they had to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And it runs into Lebanon. It's like a total crescent. And just because you got rid of Bashar al-Assad doesn't mean you got rid of the Shia crescent. And then, of course, you have groups like the Houthis who are outside of the crescent in the middle of Sunni areas causing havoc. You got some of that in Iraq as well. You get the picture. And it is absolute pandemonium between these groups simply because they're at 50-50, which means one could challenge the other for control of holy sites in theory. And these ancient blood feuds they have, they do have them, no different than, let's say, Catholics and Protestants or anything else. All those black turbans in Shia Islam descend from the Prophet Muhammad, but from a different line. All those black turbans in Sunni Islam descend from the Prophet Muhammad, but from a different wife. And they go at it over this shit. But here's the thing. Those dudes in the black turbans actually descend from the Prophet fucking Muhammad. And that's what they go at. I mean, so they can really go at it. I mean, their God, their last prophet of their God, Allah, they descend from the dude, legitimately. It would be like in Europe, if you had all the priests actually descend from Druids that are related to the Dagda, you know, and different lines of descent from different females, but they're disagreeing on shit. You know, that's how that goes down. But they have parity. So these groups in the Middle East are 50-50. I probably went through this dozens and dozens of times over the years, but nonetheless, it's another night to go through it. But when you have these groups at parity, and it really doesn't matter to me, the religious groups at parity, if you have a certain sect of Buddhists challenging another kind of Buddhist, you think the Buddhists are pacifists? They're not. They're not. That's just modern bullshit. None of these groups are pacifists when it comes to vying for power. Not how it works in human nature. Especially not in the Middle East. So, no, at a 50-50 parity, you know that everything Sunni is up for grabs. And that means shiny Dubai, shiny Qatar, shiny oil rigs, shiny anything. Anything, because everything's shiny from oil wealth, right? What's up, Wolf Circa? Seems like Israel got barely touched in this. I don't know. I don't know yet. Well, you see some videos coming up. This is Dubai as well. Now, this is pretty funny. Yeah, so these groups are at parity in the Middle East, and they do have different spins. Shia have slightly variation to holy sites, but they generally have the same holy sites, but there are some variations.
Doing it. No joking, guys. We have just been hit by a drone. We have it coming.
This is a British guy in Dubai.
It stinks of oil in here. I didn't even finish my cup of tea. We've just been hit by a drone. We're in Water 1 on the top floor, 19th floor. We're off. Doing it. No joking, guys. We have just been hit by a drone.
He got off lucky. He's lucky it didn't blow his ass out of there. I mean, all these tourists in war zones. But again, don't think in terms of one small group against another small group. No. These groups, Zog and the Sunni Islam, are 50% of the Middle East. The other group is 50% with lots of weapons. They're making songs up. But we've got some wild videos out of Israel coming up of the destruction. And we'll have to see how bad it gets. Tonight's supposed to be a big night for the Iranians. We'll see. Feel like I'm getting deja vu. How many of you guys remember this from the Flock of Seagulls, Iran? This is like Iraq War number two. Iraq War number two. I like the look of those oils. You guys remember this growing up? Be ashamed if someone invaded you. And if someone invaded you. And I ran so far away. From my red, from them night and day. This is actually pretty good. Put this for USA. Hey, we got the MTV thing up there. That's the original MTV thing. Back when everything was white on it. A drone appears above your head. A mower bomb comes falling down on you. Falling down on you. The fleet is moving nearer still. The Strait of Hormuz, it comes in view. The oil must flow through. But destroy USA. Tiny hint, it's a big red button. Atomic bombs come falling down on you. A mushroom clouds in view. Send out a tweet to let you know. World War III, 'cause Israel told me to. All for Netanyahu. And I was waiting for it, all for Netanyahu. I remember Rock the Casbah and the Clash. Yeah, I remember all this stuff. So far away, oh, bomb my red, oh, bomb them night and day. Oh, and I ran so far away, oh, bomb my red, oh, bomb them night and day. Yeah, it's back when Jews let us have some good music for a day or two. I agree with that. Oh, man. Well, at least it's entertaining. Oh, here's Boom Boom Tel Aviv. Let's play this. They're doing Boom Boom Tel Aviv with a little dancing gypsy. This famous little dancing Romanian gypsy or whatever he is. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, the Jews, all these videos of Jews dancing over Khomeini and his kids dying, grandkids dying. Didn't Gage do this? Didn't Gage, Angela John Gage, didn't he do this? You could avoid it all this if you wanted to, but humanity never expected good behavior from you Jews. Boom, 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 boom. funniest thing he's done. Go fuck yourself, Jew, in a fox. Oh my God, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's actually good, though. Hold on, let me tag that. Oh my God, that's crazy. We think psycho mode, guys. Absolute psycho mode. Especially if they bring out something crazy tonight. They're bound to have a surprise or two. And people think that the Persians, they're not Arabs necessarily. At least that's not the ones running their science. They make one hell of a drone that's being copied everywhere, being shipped out everywhere. Who knows what they can do with blueprints out of China or Russia. The Russians built them nuclear reactors. I mean, North Korea is giving a statement. You know, they're talking about they shut down the Straits of Hormuz. Maybe they know the U.S. economy is going off the cliff. Maybe they said it's time for all this. If that's true, the Jews won't care. You know, they expect their Messiah anyways, meaning some kind of techno gadgetry they plan. Oh, man. Oh, you want a link to that? Can I find... Hold on a second. Yeah, I can get a link to that. You guys want to dance to Boom 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 Tel Aviv? Hold on. Let me see what I liked here. Oh, yeah, all right. Well, the Iranians are sending it out. Hold on here. Let me pull this up. Let me get this. This is it right here. Let me pull it up. Came out an hour ago on this site that's producing... This actual... User from Iran or Iranian propaganda or whatever it is putting out a lot of interesting videos from Israel, and it looks like they're taking them from Telegram accounts of Jews. But hold on here. Let me put it up. There you go for Rumble. There you go for there. And let me put it up on YouTube. Let me put it up on FTJ. You guys want some Boom 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 Tel Aviv? Can I put it up on FTJ? Okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I appreciate all you guys tuning in. But there you go. Yeah. Keep that in mind. Crazy stuff. And maybe I'll play it again. Everyone likes it. But the Straits of Hormuz is pretty much closed right now. And that's something they can do. We'll have to see how it goes. The Israelis are taking it. They're saying that they're playing the victim, of course. It's never them. It's always someone else.
The regime is doing. They are aiming at civilians.
They're aiming at just wiped out the head of state, his grandbabies, wife. Or I don't know if they had his wife, his grandchildren.
They are targeting civilian neighborhoods, and this is the complete opposite of what Israel is doing. We are aiming at military targets. But...
Okay. All right. That's the Palestinians. This is a group of Iranians living in Denmark. Now, I assume all these people are going to be heading back home since they've been liberated from Khomeini. I mean, there's not that many Persians in the West, but they should all be heading home, right? They're all getting ready to head home. Wonder how many of them are Jewish. Thousands of Iraqis are trying to storm the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. This will have enormous travel implications for Americans. Keep that in mind. The Ummah, the global Muslim population, has been called to retaliate on behalf of Iran. Killing a black turban like that and his grandchildren, even though they are Shia, it can stir up a lot of the Sunnis as well. No doubt about that, especially outside of the Middle East, where they're not under the thumb, maybe even in the Middle East. Yeah, if Trump got whacked, millions of Americans would be dancing. That's true. Half of the country, I guess. Yeah, Israel's hit lots of hospitals and lots of schools. I don't know how many. Now, again, this is U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, so they're pissed off. But, again, they have a big Shia population. I assume it's them, by the way. I assume that's just the Shia revolting in the Shia Crescent or outside of the Shia Crescent in the Middle East. But, again, these groups are at parity in the Middle East. They're 50-50. This is, they're saying, I think it's a troll, but they're saying this is Lindsey Graham and his boyfriend. They're saying it's a troll, but I find it to be believable, so I'm going to show it. Probably Jewish. Gay Jewish fellow. Official announcement of Khomeini's death.
Islami. Hazrat Imam Khomeini. Banu Shidane Shahd Gubara Shahadat.
The sweet martyrdom in the holy month of Ramadan.
Dar mah mubarak Ramadan.
He's drinking honey.
Be malakut.
Join the highest paradise.
Fe a'la peyvast.
Supreme National Security Council
in this
regard issued a statement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ruh buland pishvay millat bozorg.
Israeli gas platforms are burning, and we'll come back to this, are burning off the coast. They're hitting everything, or trying to. Now, when you say Israel's not getting hit, this is actual videos coming out of Israel, so something's getting fucking hammered. This is an actual street. There was a bicycle right there. Yeah, they're lighting up whole blocks in certain areas of Israel.
Autobus! Autobus shalem ole ba'esh! Autobus shalem ole ba'esh! Mechoniot, anashim!
No, he was prepared to die. He had prepared his death. All these commanders prepared their death. They have everything obviously decentralized and ready to go. Or they wouldn't be firing missiles like this. Because they've actually started to light up Israel, and we don't know what it's going to do. President Trump claims in Truth Social Post that Ayatollah Khomeini is dead, that one of the most evil people in history is dead. This is Trump Post. This is not only justice for the people of Iran, but for all great Americans. I don't know, but this goes back to the death vis-a-vis drone of Soleimani, who was a brave warrior for his people. During peak insurgency, 3 to 4 times a day incoming was in Taj, Iraq. You were in Taj, Iraq? And they mortar took out a Pizza Hut trailer with 3 Pakistani workers. Ruthless. So everyone's celebrating this. This is the granddaughter of Ayatollah Khomeini, murdered by the U.S. and Jewish forces. This is Mike P. This is Tom Bel Aviv. I saw this coming out on Telegram a lot. This is confirmed. They killed Khomeini's, not only his son, but his grandchild. I don't know if all of his family is killed. I do not know the extent. But this was his granddaughter killed. She obviously has very light eyes and very, very Aryan looking. Maybe that's the reason they went after him. Another Assad with some amount of white jeans. Well, they don't grow on trees. They don't grow on Arab trees. You don't get little babies like that in the Arab world. So Persians are part white, sections of them. We don't know any genetics on this child, but other than he looks pretty damn white, but not if they were. I'm not saying that if the Iranians weren't brown and Khomeini's son wasn't very dark, he wouldn't be a target of Israel, but you know what I mean. The grandchild looks more white than any non. Well, yeah, the grandchild does not look like a non, of course. Very light hair, very light brown, very light brown hair, by the way. Now, children's hair, many times, even white children's hair is very white, can be very light and then get darker, but the eyes are definitely green-blue. But I think Khomeini's eyes are green-blue as well. These babies aren't your typical Sam person. No, but they are in Persia. They are in places like Syria. Last time Duke was in Syria, he said that there was a shocking number of people there that looked white in parts of Syria. But I don't know. My hair was blonde, then darkened, then got lighter again. My hair was white blonde when I was little. Persians aren't Arabs. No, but there are lots of Arabs in Persia simply because they conquered Persia and they're Muslims, so they bred them to death. Vitamin D brings out blonde hair in me. Not sure why. Intriguing. Yeah, they're going to say, look at this evil Jew-hating monster. Yeah. They'll celebrate the death of a little girl. Kim Jong-un has ordered the execution of two Israeli residents in North Korea for espionage and leaking sensitive information to the Mossad. Good for him. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, if Iran wants, we can provide them with missiles against Israel. A single one could destroy all of Israel. He's looking at intercontinental. That's, did he already do it? Because that's what the speculation is. Did he already? Because, I mean, he's got plenty of time. They all knew what's coming. We knew what was coming. I mean, Khomeini was prepared for his death. He knew what was coming. The potential. We can provide you with a single missile to end Israel. Yikes. This is it right here. This is a big boy. Intercontinental. Has an ominous look to it. That checkerboard on there. That re-entry vehicle. That big glide kinetic re-entry vehicle. Says, I'll just give them a missile. They'll just take out Israel with a missile. Well, one missile would do that. If they have it, I mean, is there any downside to that regime using it? Not if they think they're all going to be dead, and I think they're all going to be dead. I would think that if I were Shia in charge, I were the dude in charge, whoever that is. Now, they do have a chain of command. They do have military battalions all isolated in deep bunkers, but whoever that dude is in charge, I mean, if I had this, I would say, fuck it. I'd hit all these Sunni targets as well that are cooperating with Israel. But why wouldn't you? Again, people say, why is he in Dubai? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? If any of us were in charge, that missile would have already been used. Well, probably when they decapitated the place the last time, just use it right off, right? Israel calls up 100,000 reserve soldiers for Iran operation. You can see the destruction there. 300, one moderately in Jerusalem area, Iranian missile hit. They are taking casualties there. Iranians rejoice at the death of the devil. This is propaganda out of the UK. Some Iranians are happy, some not so much. Trump, I have agreed to talk. This is the Atlantic. I mean, here's the thing. If you're the Iranians, are you going to gather in a place to talk? Can you trust them? Every time they gather to entertain a deal, not every time, but in every big occasion that they gather over some deal, they get decapitated. This has happened how many times? Three times. Why would they talk? Are they going to do the same to the other side? Now, that would be wild. If the Iranians tried to do something as the Israelis gather or something, that would be crazy. You know? If Iran loses the war, they will have pride parades in 5 years. Probably a year. There's going to be a pride parade in a year, I would predict. I'll bet money a year. There'll be a pride parade that brings the Shah in, probably. You'd figure the Sunni and the Shia would put their differences aside and pull resources. Not at the top. At the bottom, maybe, but not at the top. At the top, it's all games. The House of Saud plays the game, and so does Erdogan. And many people believe, the Turks all believe Erdogan's Jewish. Arab Street believes the House of Saud is Jewish. So you know the score. Hindsight is 20/20, but it does lend itself to the truth. It does. What war with Iran could mean for the markets, and I don't know what they're doing. It could be psycho mode. Hold on here. Do we got FinViz? Where's FinViz at? Let's see what's going on because the markets are open. Let's check out the markets. Okay, they're down 1%. That's not much. I know the currency markets went crazy. Trump willing to talk to new leadership. I think they have to get rid of every inch of that particular Iranian leadership to be considered successful. They got to install their guy. Israel, the House of Saud, Turkey, they want the run. They got the war going, so they're not going to quit till it's over. All right. Crypto is kind of stable to up. Tucker Carlson describes the racialist Chinese system. And mark my words, the next target will be China. And it will come very quickly. And the Chinese should be prepared. In other words, you might see the unthinkable in Taiwan attacks China or something crazy like that. Don't think it can't happen because the bankers are going to go after China. China has split between the globalist elite and a nationalist elite. And that they have a private central bank that is run like the Reichsbank. And I don't think the Chinese want to change it. Why would they? You know? Yeah, they would probably have special forces operating in Iran right now to some extent. It's just a matter of who all has. I don't know. Tucker Carlson describes the racialist Chinese system and the primary bulwark against the globalist investment banking system run by the Epstein class. Well, the Chinese are going to have a choice. The globalists are going to want to fold it in China, but the nationalists have the upper hand right now. And they do have a private central bank. They do have a digital currency, the first of its kind in the world. They were the first. They don't have any cash currency at all. But they're running kind of their little national socialist state under the guise of the globalist elite, and they do not want to cooperate, that nationalist side. So let's hear what he has to say.
You have a layer of equity pools in and around the central banks that are engaged in trying to build forward in a variety of ways and position money and manage risk, and they are literally increasingly above the law.
And they don't seem directly tied to any particular country. They're sort of above countries.
Yeah,
they're tied to a particular country.
You know, they can operate within a country sphere. But Epstein was basically global. And if you look at the programmable money and what he was doing to build programmable money, that required operation in both Europe, the United States, and around the world.
Can I just ask you a question that occurs? So if you, China's economy is now bigger than the United States is, clearly China is going to be at some point, likely the dominant world power.
I don't necessarily believe.
Yeah, I got this from War Strike News. You guys should follow War Strike News. They put up a lot of good stuff. I have not watched this complete interview, but this was a good cut.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, the nature of the Chinese government and civilizations seem to make it kind of impervious to this sort of stuff. Like China's an ethno-state.
Right.
A Han Chinese ethno-state. Right. So I don't think they're going to be doing a lot of dual citizenship type stuff in China.
No.
He's saying they're not doing business with the Jews. It's a good clip.
I don't think they're going to be doing a lot of dual citizenship type stuff in China.
No.
And I don't believe the Chinese government is going to allow its authority to be challenged by international pools of capital, at least in the East, because it's going to control the East. Right, I think.
Right.
So China is like a roadblock.
Well, they're going to be a big target. And of course, if Iran goes down, here's the thing to look for. If Iran goes down, that's most of the Chinese oil supply is cut off. The Chinese would have to go to war in theory pretty quickly. But they might actually just end up attacking them vis-a-vis their proxy Taiwan. And Taiwan's very close to China. God only knows what they have to throw at the Chinese. So this is all going into a very dicey direction. Eventually, it's going to end up in the American homeland, I fear. But nonetheless, the rootless cosmopolitans, yeah. They're not going to have any dual citizens in China. No doubt about that. So let's play one more Boom Boom Tel Aviv, and then we're going to move on. And I'll be going off here in a bit. I have a handful of other things, but I'll be back Wednesday at a minimum on the paywall, but if something big goes down, I'll come live. I just won't be live probably at the earliest until 6. So if something big happens, I won't go to the paywall. I'll come live. But I won't be live till around 6 because I have other stuff going on. The Tucker Christ Huckabee interview was devastating. No more invites to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. General Gage at his finest. Pretty good stuff, though. No doubt about that. Hold on here. I did not want to do that. Pull this up here. Hopefully you guys are going to stay safe out there. Yeah, I do not know what the future holds. We're coming into the primary showdown of World War III, but it would not surprise me if this doesn't die down, although I doubt it. I think they're going all in on regime change. I just don't know what they'll be satisfied with as far as what's going on in Iran. And I don't think they're going to be satisfied for anything other than running Iran. And I don't think that could be acceptable to China and Russia. Russia said its hands are open. You know, it doesn't feel like it has to. What did it say? It says it's off the leash now, and they've opened up Pandora's box of World War III. There's bound to be assets in the West, especially in America, just sitting waiting for something terrible, to do something terrible. I don't know. I don't know how long Iran can hold out. They hurt themselves by closing the straits. Well, they're not doing anything their partners don't know about. Their partners are Russia and China. If you're playing a normal game, you might be right. But if you're playing World War III games, then it doesn't fucking matter. It's the end of an era. It's the end of Earth as you know it. You know? So lab-grown brains growing more powerful. They're growing brains in labs. God knows what they're doing behind the scenes. They want to eat Haman's ears again? Apparently, yeah. But they're also growing brains in labs. 10 European destinations that are the cheapest to book over the European holidays, Easter holidays. I don't know if it's a good time to travel, but I'm just making you aware of it. Lots of cool places in Europe, very affordable. They start with Turkey. I wouldn't start with Turkey. But Poland, Portugal, Spain, Czech Republic, Hungary, a lot of Italy, Croatia. Cool places in Europe you go to pretty reasonably. What did the police look like in ancient Greece? They looked like soldiers, of course. They actually had police. They kept the peace in ancient Greece. Police would go around. Fascinating, huh? How many of you knew the ancient world had police? Of course. Why not? The only ancient temple in Greece that is almost intact. What is this? The Temple of Mephistus? Mephistus? Yeah, it does look pretty nice. Our ancient homeland, but nonetheless, I don't know, whoever took this picture should be congratulated. You should win an award for that pic. It's a crazy Northern Lights picture from Canada, I believe. That moose is insane. Absolutely. But I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'll be back Wednesday either on the paywall or I'll just come live if it's something big going on. Other than that, I'll be back on Friday. Be back on Friday with Tom Sewell. If all goes well. But cheers, guys. Stay tuned, and thanks for your support. And stay safe out there.